Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hey folks, Dan Ferrier here with your market update for January 20th, 2025. So not only is it Martin Luther King Day, it is also President Trump just got inaugurated just now, and I was watching it live on my other screen. But so your question now is, all these campaign promises and everything else that was put out there, kind of like this, Trump promises lower mortgage rates, can he actually deliver? That's what we're going to talk about in today's topic. So without further ado, let's get to it. So my name is Dan Free. I do this report every day. I actually do it two times a day to inform you what the markets are doing, teaching you kind of what's going on with real estate, and also talking to you guys about interest rates, programs. Why do I do it? Well, because I'm actually a mortgage licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to assist you. I work at ServBank, which is the number 10 largest servicer in the entire country. We're also one of the country's largest mortgage brokers, set up with 30 different companies. So we can offer you our products, as well as those companies, those banks, credit unions, mortgage companies, their programs, products, and their interest rates as well. So not one, our slogan for this year is one application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop you over to 30 different lenders. So if you have the ability to do that on yourself, God bless you. If you want us to take the heavy lifting from you, please reach out to us. I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. So without further ado, let's get over to it. Here's where mortgage rates were Friday. They basically stagnated on Friday. I'll show you the trend of what happened last week. It was fantastic. But the news now is right through here. President Trump just got inaugurated. So now, can this actually happen? Can he lower interest rates? Well, you have to really figure out what causes interest rates to do what they do, what causes mortgage rates to do what they do. So on this channel, hopefully you know a little bit more than the average person, because we focus in on what causes interest rates to move on a daily basis. So let's get over to it. The stock market right now has futures way up across the board. So what's happening right now is the markets are closed. So what you're seeing right through here is Dow futures. So this is the intended close for or opening for tomorrow. This is kind of where it's going to be in the future. So Dow futures are up 170. S&P futures are up 26. NASDAQ up 120. Oil's down, which is fantastic. And the 10-year treasury is up just a tick. Not good there. But let's get over to the economic calendar we have for today and the week. Well, today is Inauguration Day, which we know, and that's what we're going to talk a little bit more and focus on. But the rest of the week is really nothing. The only thing we're going to really focus in on is initial jobless claims coming out on Thursday. Okay, so now we have to focus in on this. Can Trump actually create or lower mortgage rates? The official answer to that is no. He doesn't control interest rates at all. Neither does the Federal Reserve. Okay, so what does the Federal Reserve control then? Well, they control what's called the federal funds rate. Okay, it's basically this. The federal funds rate is, let's say, for example, Citibank. At the end of the day, they need to have X amount in reserves. Let's say it's $1 billion. And they're short money. So they really can't close their books because they would be insolvent for the day. So what they have to do is they have to go out and get enough money to fill up their coffers so they're solvent for the night. So the money that they get, the interest rate that they pay on that is the federal funds rate. Okay, it's not an interest rate you and I pay. Okay, so what could Donald Trump or President Trump actually do, or the government do? Let's say it wasn't even him in office. What can they do to help the situation? Well, first off, why we're in the predicament we are right now is the deficit. The deficit is huge. Okay, think of it this way. We have bonds. Okay, the mortgage rates are set by bonds, and mostly other interest rates are set by bonds. So what happens is, and what happened over the last few years, is the deficit went nuts. Even in the Q4 of 2024, the federal budget was $200 billion over budget. So what do? You and I have to charge on our credit cards unless we have enough money in the savings account. Well, we don't. So what do? Well, kind of what the government does is they go out there and they sell bonds. You and I would put things on credit cards, but no, they have to finance this by selling bonds. Okay, they've had record amounts of bonds coming to the market. So now you have all these bonds hitting the market, and they're treasury bonds. Okay, that's what the government debt is. Now you have corporate bonds because corporations need money too. So they'll issue bonds out on corporations. Well, now you have mortgage bonds because that's how mortgages get funded, by bonds. So you have massive amounts of bonds hitting the market. Okay, so now you have to think of it, you're an investor. Okay, I'm an investor sitting here with $1 million, and I need to allocate my monies to get the best return at, in most cases, the lowest risk I can do. So you might want to look at treasury bonds and government bonds and mortgage bonds. And then you're looking back saying, okay, I can get a treasury bond right now at 5.5% with absolutely no chance of default. Or I can buy a mortgage bond at, let's say, 6 or so, but it has a chance of default. A lot of investors are right now, they're like, okay, we like the stock market. We just need short-term places to put our money in between us buying and allocating our funds elsewhere. So they're getting into treasuries because it's safe and the yields are extremely high. Okay, that's what's happening. This is basically what's causing mortgage rates to go up, because investors are sitting back saying, I need a higher rate for my riskier assets, which are mortgage bonds, to be able to buy mortgage bonds. So basically that's what you're seeing behind the scenes. So what the Trump administration could do is get the fiscal house in check, bringing down our national deficit, and also increasing our GDP, because if GDP goes up, that'll outrun these numbers as well. So there's multiple things they can do. I've been watching a ton of interviews, Senate hearings and things like that on the cabinet he's bringing in, and a lot of the people are brilliant. So we're only going to see, only time's going to tell how all these things affect the markets. So I think the markets are poised to be in a good position right now. Let's get over to see what the economy looks like. If you look at the economy at a glance, let's see where we're seeing this. I pulled it up here 1 second. The economy at a glance looks like this. And the reason why I bring this up is because we're saying, okay, should the Federal Reserve cut rates? Well, you usually cut rates if things aren't going as well. They expected the unemployment rate to tick up to 4.5, maybe 5%. Remember, Chairman Powell said a couple years ago, we're going to inflict pain on households, and there's going to be a lot of people losing their jobs. Well, the good piece of that is a lot of people didn't lose their jobs over the last few years. Okay, so if you look at the economy at a glance, here's what we're seeing. We're seeing inflation. They wanted it 2%. Well, it's at 2.4, so we're there. It was at 7% just about a year ago, so that's going in a great direction. We have the unemployment rate at basically historic lows that you're seeing right through here. Basically, throughout history, we've been below 5%. So here's what you're seeing right through there. So that's fantastic. Above my head, you have GDP at a plus 3.1. That's really aggressive. So if you look at the economy, the Federal Reserve sitting there saying, well, we really have no reason to cut rates unless something up here goes kind of wonky. Well, it's not. So that's what's happening behind the scenes right now. Okay, so if you go over, let's go back to my scene through here. Here's what's happened through the mortgage bond over the last couple of days. So last Friday, we locked in basically everybody we were working on, because here's how the mortgage bond works. You're seeing this right on your screen. So if you look at the top up there, it says UMBS. That is a mortgage-backed security, 6 coupon. That's irrelevant for the video. But here's what we're seeing. Last week, this is a 5-day chart. Here's where bond prices were. And then all of a sudden, they just whoop, jumped all the way up to here and had a nice little rally through the week. So the nice thing about this chart is you need to understand how this works. You're looking at the top up there. You're looking at the price of a mortgage bond, not the yield. Okay, so how do you transfer this into rates or yields? Well, there's an inverse relationship, a yin-yang, put it that way. So if this chart is running up, it means rates are coming down. So if the prices of bonds are going up, yields are coming down. Fantastic. This is an amazing run that we've had over the last 5 days. Will it continue? Well, that's what we're going to focus in on, and that's why I come back every day, or you should be coming back every day, so we can monitor this to see what's going on tomorrow and then the next few days. And I'll also keep you abreast of where I expect mortgage rates to go and the projection of the housing economy. So that's what we do here on a daily basis. So why do a lot of people watch me? Well, because I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. If you're out there looking maybe to buy that first house, maybe buy that first investment property, I should be able to help you. Again, I'm licensed in all 50 states. I'm set up with over 30 different lenders, as well as I work at ServBank, so we should be able to help you out. But before you do anything, here's what I'm asking you to do. One is check out what your credit scores are, okay? Go to creditscoresandmore.com. You might have some of these systems, but a lot of these systems don't provide you what's called your FICO score, okay? So a lot of the systems, the freer systems like Credit Sesame, Credit Karma, your Discover Card, things like that, they'll give you a good credit scores, but they're not actually your FICO score. Your FICO score is what mortgage lenders use and car lenders use to approve your loan, okay? So how do you find that? Go to creditscoresandmore.com. There's a whole bunch of information here, but if you really want your true credit score, click right through here. If you want some free systems and things like that, click here and over here. But I would highly suggest don't subscribe to the, you know, elite products and these free systems. If you really want what your true FICO score is, check out right through here. Your true credit score is right through there. But if you need some assistance trying to buy that first house, maybe that first investment property, maybe finally rates are coming down to the point where it might make sense for you to refinance, please reach out to me. I'd love to help you. How do you do that? Well, go to therateupdate.com. You can click the apply now button, but I don't want you to. I don't want you to click the apply now button. Why? Well, because I want you to vet us. I want you to call us. I want you to schedule an appointment with us to make sure there's a good fit here, because we want to make this a long-term venture. We want you to help you from the day you put in your applications to the day you get the keys in your hands. Not just kicking the tires, say, Dan, what's your rate today? If it's a low, it's rate, I'll use you. If it's not, I'm going to go somewhere else. We want to work with you, educate you to make sure your transition from basically renting or, you know, just putting in that application to the time you get into that house, it's as smooth as possible. So check us out at therateupdate.com. We strive for you to schedule a consultation with us right through here. If not, scroll down. You can actually give us a call. And it's an 800 number. It's 844-775-5626. Or you can reach me personally at dan@therateupdate.com. And give me your question there. Plus, provide your information, how I can reach back to you. Because please don't leave questions down below. You can leave a comment. If you have any specific questions, please email me at dan@therateupdate.com. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. I'll be back here at the closing bell to let you know how all this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Save big money on all your electrical needs at Menards. From wire, tools, testers, and more, Southwire is the perfect choice for your next electrical project. They offer innovative products to help you get your project done right. Hurry in today and save big on all Southwire products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.